Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio, and welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 27th of August. New South Wales has seen a dip in overall case numbers, recording 882 new cases of community transmission across the state in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. However, the Western New South Wales Local Health District saw an increase on the previous day, recording 40 new cases, 25 in Dubbo, 5 in Bourke, 4 in Narromine, 4 in Orange, and 2 in Gadooga. These numbers have come with an additional warning of sewage detection in towns where there have been no new cases. These include Nyngan, Galagambone, Walgett, Mudgee, and Bathurst. Residents of those towns are encouraged to get tested if you're experiencing even the mildest symptoms. This also coincides with a steady drop in people turning out for testing in the district, with over 8,000 on Monday down to just over 3,500 on Thursday. The Far West New South Wales Health District has seen an increase as well, recording 9 cases overnight, all of which are in Wilcannia. Now on to Victoria, where there have been 79 new cases recorded overnight, bringing the total active cases in the state to 660. 10 of the 79 new cases are linked to the ongoing outbreak in Shepparton. Shepparton's Rumbalara Aboriginal Cooperative Executive Manager Shannon Drake told NITV Radio this morning that they've had no positive cases of COVID-19 among Shepparton's Indigenous population. That's having completed 1,061 swabs up until yesterday. COVID testing will continue at the co-op over the weekend and into next week as well, so mob are encouraged to come in while there are no waiting times for tests, then head home and isolate until your result comes back. In addition to testing, Rumbalara are also providing a range of services with regards to support, including the provision of food packs for those in isolation at home. Supermarket chain Coles has also confirmed that it's increased its delivery capacity to Shepparton customers by 350% after securing a number of delivery vans from Wodonga, Bendigo and Craigieburn. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.